We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagle safety Colt Anderson, the recipient of the Philadelphia Eagles Ed Block Courage Award. And the truth is, congratulations, first of all, Colt.
Thanks, bud.
I'm not sure if you know too much about what this whole Ed Block Courage Award is, but it is as prestigious an award as you can get in the National Football League from an individual standpoint, other than, I guess, the Wizard White Award, which is the but, I mean, congrats, man. Yeah. It's been a long road for you, huh?
Yeah, thanks. Definitely a long road, but, you know, I've always looked up and just kept going. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's an honor just to be voted on by my teammates.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about where you were 12 months ago, Colt, do you ever think about that?
I try not to look back too much. You know, it was hard. I went through a lot, but, you know, I'm a positive guy, and I always look forward.
Did you get down at all on yourself during that period of time?
There might have been a couple days where I was down and doubted if I'd ever, you know, be back to my normal self. But thankful for my wife, my family, my kids. You know, they just kept me going and just kept telling me that I could play and everything will be all right.
So the idea, I guess, how were you told this morning? I guess did somebody did coach say anything at the meeting?
Just during our team meeting. You know, we voted. I believe it was Monday. And coach announced that I was the winner. And
what'd you do?
I was kind of
in shock. Wave to everybody.
And I just put my hand up, said thanks. There was no speech, nothing like that. But I was pretty surprised by it.
Well, Dornbos has won. I guess Michael has won. I think I know Jason Avant has won as well. Did they have words of what this kind of honor means to you?
We haven't really had a chance to talk to him too much about
it. We're celebrating it. You guys are getting ready for the Redskins.
Yeah, this is really new to me. Like you said, I got to do a history lesson, figure out what exactly, you know, it's all about. But like I said, I'm just completely honored. And the guys that, like you said before, that have been mentioned is pretty cool.
All right, so now you're starting safety. You've been starting there for the last couple of games here. Game number three against the Redskins. Let's talk. What's the challenge been like for you? How do you think you've played? And you seem to be around the football a whole lot.
Yeah, the challenge is just, I mean, this week's the Redskins. They're putting up a lot of points, putting up a lot of rushing yards, and then they hit you with a lot of deep balls. So it's a big challenge for us this week just to stop their offense. And personally, I'm just trying to get better every week and be the best player I can be.
Is there run option, is it that difficult for a safety? I mean, is it really, I mean, what are you keying on going up to the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the play action is just killing for them.
Yeah, based on the defense call, you know, we could be more involved in pass to the run, but from a safety standpoint, we just got to be more disciplined. We got to have good eyes, and then when we get the opportunity to make plays, we got to make plays.
Colt, you've long been a special teams ace here. Now you're getting a chance at safety, which a lot of guys sometimes they kind of get pigeonholed into that special teams role.
Mm-hmm.
Nice opportunity for you to get on the field as a safety.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. You know, in the NFL, you got to know what your role is. And before this, I was a special teams guy. You know, I always thought I could play defense. And I just kept working and just kept getting better. And I got an opportunity, and I'm just trying to make the most of it.
Are you a lot different player physically than you were, say, the Detroit game when you were kind of pressed into duty late in that game?
That was a tough game for us. You know, I obviously didn't have my best game, but mentally and physically, I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, are you 100%?
I'm feeling good. Feeling healthy and feel back, like I'm back to my old self.
The defense seems to be coming together a bit here with all these changes. It seems to here in the last few games have really everybody seems to be on the same page. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, we just have a lot of confidence in one another. We trust one another and. We're flying around. We know we're going to make the right plays, and we know where our teammates are going to be, and we just trust that they're going to make the plays too.
Colt, you've had a couple of days off your extra after the Thursday night game. Has it made a difference in the way your body feels?
Yeah, anytime you get time off, it's a big deal. I mean, special teams, when I was playing special teams, I loved having a couple extra days off, let the body recover, and, you know, this is no different. My body, I'm not as banged. I mean, I'm maybe a little more banged up playing more snaps, but I feel good.
Yeah, it's interesting because you haven't played that many snaps since the college days.
Yeah, college.
Good for you, man. Seems like you have a funny, got a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Everything's going well.
Got to get the win.
Yeah, get the win. Congratulations to Colt Anderson, our Ed Block Courage Award winner 2012 for your Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for joining us.
All right, bud. Thanks, bud.